Ragyo Park after it received a notification from UNESCO for failing to meet certain criteria. UNESCO's assessment revealed several fundamental weaknesses, including a lack of coordination among parties involved in the geopark's management. The Deputy for Destination Development and Infrastructure at the Ministry of Tourism, Haryanto, stated in Jakarta. And that was the news. Voy listener, you're still here in Indonesia today with your host Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for like 3 hours with some information, news, and information from Indonesia to the world, where you can tune in to our online streaming, voynews.id, shortwave 3325 kilohertz and 4755 kilohertz. Also, our application in RRE Digital. Lagiku untuk singgah di hatimu. Namun siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, we present a keroncong song called Hati Yang Terluka or Broken Heart by Keroncong Biru. The song, popularized by Bruri Marantika, was released in 1999. The song, created by Arianto, tells the story of the destruction of love due to being hurt by someone you love. The song lyrics vividly depict the pain that one experiences when the expected love doesn't materialize. The song also creates a powerful image of loss and longing. Listeners can feel the depth of the hurt with each verse recounting a grueling emotional journey. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Biru with the song Hati Yang Terluka. Happy listening.
Sunyi hati. Takkan lagi ku menjumpaimu. Di tengahnya kabut bermandi embun pagi,
yang selama ini aku sayang.
keramaian tersamar oleh tawa. Bungkam rasa dilema, bukan ku tak terima dirimu yang seutuhnya. Namun apalah daya ku bisa hatimu bersamanya.
Kasawami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Voy listener, Indonesia, Chile seek stronger agricultural trade ties. What is it about? Well, the Indonesian Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman hosted his counterpart from Chile, Esteban Venezuela Fantrek, in Jakarta on Monday to explore venues for expanded agricultural and trade cooperation to mutually enhance food security. As cited from his office statement here on Tuesday, Sulaiman expressed Indonesia's eagerness to partner with Chile to improve water management for agricultural activities. The minister emphasized the importance of Indonesia's emulating Chile's prudence in utilizing water in face of 14-year drought triggered by El Nino phenomenon. Chile has also introduced a variant of paddy that requires 40% of the water needed by other varieties to flourish, a breakthrough that could help Indonesia move closer to achieving its food self-sufficiency goal. During the meeting, the two ministers also discussed trade opportunities, including Chile's eagerness to export potatoes, milk, cattle to Indonesia. Sulaiman responded positively, but said that Indonesia would first assess its domestic potato production and demand before considering imports.
Mungkin aku telah salah memilih hati yang tak sungguh sejalan. Melaju dari sekitar kita, biarkan hatiku yakinkan diri bila nantinya takkan bersama.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary solo culinary delights, because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as gempol pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As gempol pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as gempol pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball, because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol, because it uses the fingers. ¶¶ bread is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Voi listener, want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRA stations across Indonesia? RRA.co.id is the answer. RRA.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRA.co.id, your reliable online news portal. And after this, Voi listener, you will listen to Melly Guslo featuring Eric with Dengan Ada Apa Dengan Cinta.
Top Indonesia.
Thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Batak's music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Tribute songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instruments is Asapi. Asapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Asapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Asapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Asapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinarily elder people, and the skills of making Asapi is passed down to their offsprings. Hasapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doa has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. Irwan Saharahap, as Hasapi musicians, views that Hasapi has its own technique to be
played. Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony system, which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakis musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Oh,
Kasapi can play all songs, from folk songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Kasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re, and the second one is for low sol. Kasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. This thing makes tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Kasapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Kasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree, so Kasapi is easier to be crafted. Easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance place for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Kasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Kasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Kasapi Doal and Kasapi Ende with Martogi Sitohang.
Listener, you're still tuning in to our Indonesia Today, where you can send your messages and maybe send some chat to me so that I can feel accompanied, even though I will always be accompanied by you, our dear listener. And make sure to send it through our social media in our Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter can at VOI Indonesia. Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in VOI @voinews.id and also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 238 1230. And of course, for your listener, after this, we will listen to a song from Gelora Asmara with Bian Chadimas, only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jangan.
President Prabowo Subianto emphasized Indonesia's strong determination to reduce dependence on fuel imports and establish national energy self-sufficiency. According to the president, Indonesia can allocate $40 billion of the budget and usually spent on fuel imports annually to support strategic government programs in education, health, and poverty eradication. Deputy Minister for the Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers, Christina Ariani, has called for enhancing the cooperation and friendly relations between Indonesia and Timor-Leste to support the prosperity of their people and development in both countries. Indonesia and Timor-Leste, she said, have maintained friendly ties for nearly two decades. And that was the news. Listener, you're still listening to Indonesia Today with your host Ray, where I'll be here for another 1 hour only on Voice of Indonesia. So tune in to our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kilohertz and 4755 kilohertz. Also, our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And here is Indonesia Alvi Rev is featuring Novia Bahmit with Wonderland.
The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland.